which are very, very involved in. And b'siyata d'shmayim, we shall be mis'ayir from it, learn from it, from the Inyanei Chinuch, from the melamed ourselves and our children, b'tern yir shamayim. And there's the part of the whole entire Shabbos in various other, a bunch of different shuls, Yom Yisrael, and Shari, b'chul v'chulu, so Rabbi Goodman, Rabbi Pinkus will be around. And b'siyata they should be very matzlech and all their avodas HaKodesh. Okay.
Good evening. First, I'd like to begin thanking the Rosh HaKollel and the Kollel for hosting myself and Epic Family this evening. For those who don't know me, I'll give a quick introduction. I grew up here in South Florida. My brother might say I didn't grow up yet, but technically I grew up here in South Florida. And when I was growing up, there wasn't any Kollelim around, or any Chadorim around, any Beis Yaakov was around. And it's really beautiful to see the Makom Torah, especially up here with the Kollel at its center that Miami and South Florida has turned into. Bez Hashem, the Kollel and the Kehillah should go Michael Chayil and grow even stronger, even bigger, and to make us even to a bigger Makom Torah of Bez Hashem. A little shy of 40 years ago, I went to Eretz Yisrael for a year. My mother still waited me to finish my year, but I was always late for dinner. And after spending several years in Kollel, I started an organization with the backing of my Rebbe, Rav Moshe Shapiro Zatzal, and the organization, our name really describes who we are. As you heard, the name is Epic Families, we know as Yedidim. The Epic is Rosh Tevis, empowering parents, inspiring children. Because everything we do falls under one of those two categories. We primarily work with American families who live in Eretz Yisrael. With our therapeutic mentoring program, we help children and teens who are struggling with different difficulties. We give them the tools to overcome their trials and tribulations, give them the tools to be able to succeed in life, Be'ezus Hashem. With our Parental Guidance Center, we give consultations to parents and even therapy when needed on parenting issues. We even have an Aliyah Guidance Center where people, before they move to Eretz Yisrael, contact us. We help them find the right community and the right school system, which is matim for their family. We found that many people move to Eretz Yisrael and they don't understand the nuances of the different systems, the different chadon, the different paisakos. So we help them make that right choice. And one of our popular programs in Eretz Yisrael was our Shabbos Chinuch Retreat. We used to go to a hotel for Shabbos, we had Rabbonim would come, we had Rabbi Leff and Rabbi Elephant and others, with also educators and professionals, come spend a whole Shabbos hearing classes about Chinuch Bonim, Shalom Bayis, and other topics. It was a tremendous success, Baruch Hashem. Until several years ago, we decided to take it on the road in a similar fashion, and Baruch Hashem, we've been in Los Angeles, Chicago, different places in New York. We've been well received and always warmly welcomed back. And Baruch Hashem, I'm happy to finally be able to bring this program a little bit to North Miami Beach over this coming Shabbos, Baruch Hashem. In this week's Parsha, we learn about the Petira of Yaakov Avinu. He's taking tomorrow some Achpelah. And not only that, we also learned, Chazal teach us about the head of Esav ending up in the Oros HaMachpelah. And which was a big schus for Esav, that he had his head in the Oros HaMachpelah. However, the schus, he could have had even a bigger schus, which he missed out on. Rav Dessler and others tell us that Esav had the ability, had the potential to become one of the Ovos. He could have also been Ovos, he could have had six Shvatim. He could have shared it with Yaakov. Imagine, we'd be davening Elokei Avraham, Elokei Yitzchok, Elokei Yaakov, Elokei Esav. That could have been our tefillah. Now when we say who the four fathers were, it wouldn't be a joke anymore, four fathers. It'd be Taka, four fathers. But that's not what happened. Esav couldn't overcome his Yetzihara to be able to realize his potential, to be able to grow and become one of the others. So where did this happen? How did it turn to be that Esav had the potential to becoming Esav Avinu? He ended up becoming Esav Harosha. So the pasuk says, we know after Avraham Avinu was Nifter, Esav comes into the house and he sees this nice red, beautiful pot of beans cooking on the stove. Vayomer Esav el Yaakov, haliteini no min ha'adom ha'adom hazeh, give me from this red stuff you have here, ki oyef onochi, al kein kara shmoi Edom, and therefore he called his name Edom. Medayek d'or chayim ha'kodesh, the pasuk doesn't say al kein nikra shmoi Edom, al kein karu shmoi Edom. It says, therefore he who called himself Edom. Who is the he? Who called him Edom? Who gave Esav the name Edom? Says Rav Chaim HaKodesh that Esav himself gave himself the name Edom. He called himself Edom. Akein Kara Shmoi is going on himself. He called himself Edom. We know in Lashon HaKodesh that the name describes the essence of the person, the essence of the being. How does Edom, the color red, describe Esav? Unfortunately, Rashbam and Ban, all this, you see that the learning that what Esav was saying is that I see red, I see food coloring, I see taivas, I can't control my Yetzahara, I can't control, I have to go after the Adom Adom Hazeh, I have to eat it, I have to do it, I don't care about Bukhari, I don't care about anything else, just give me my Adom Hazeh. Once Esav labeled himself as someone who can't reach his potential, someone who can't fight his Yetzirah, that was his downfall. That's once he labeled himself, he saw that he can't succeed, this is who he is. Lamaisu, we all have a little bit of Esav within us. No, but we have to uproot it as much as possible, especially this Shoresh. Every individual has a potential for greatness. We all know that when it comes to business, I want to be the best doctor, I want to be a successful boy, I want to be a good businessman. Everybody has no problem trying to reach their potential. But do we feel the same way in Ruchnius? Do we feel the Ruchnius that I can also spend the time that when I'm Kaveh Itim, that I'm going to give it my best, and my davening, and being involved in the community? Do we feel that we have the potential for that? We can't downplay ourselves. We have to realize that we have tremendous potential in all areas, and we can be able to work in all areas. Esav could have been Esav Avinu. He could have given birth to six Shvatim. Instead, what happened? He gave birth to his son Amalek, who Rishoyim, like Hitler, Yimach Shemo, came out of him. What a dramatic change. He could have been one of the Avos, but because he didn't believe in himself, because he didn't believe in his potential, that's what caused him instead to become Esav Harosha. Rav Tzadok of Lublin writes, "Kishem shetzorich odom lahamin b'Hashem yisborach, kach tzorich achar kach lahamin b'atzmo." Just like a person has to believe in Hashem, so too he has to believe in himself. It's amazing. Rav Tzadok is comparing Emunah b'Hashem to Emunah in himself. What's pshat? Chari, the pshat is that person is minded by Hashem. He knows that Hashem created the world for a reason. There's a purpose in this world. And he believes that every person has a potential, unique potential, just for him. And if he doesn't believe in his potential, that's already chesaron in Emunah b'Hashem, the whole purpose of creation. Because Hashem created us all with our own potential. And not only does a person who doesn't believe in his potential can't reach it, but the Mishnah Pirkei Avos says, "Al tia rosha b'fnei atzmcha." Don't be a rosha in your eyes. The Rambam explains in the Mishnayos, "K'sheyachshav odam atzmo yichoser u'pachos lo yigodol be'enav chisorn sheyasuhu." When a person thinks of himself as lacking and lowly, there's nothing bad that he wouldn't do. If a person doesn't hold of himself, he could go off and do anything. So a person has to realize their own self-worth, their own potential of what they can accomplish. It's an amazing story of the Chazon Ish once. A bacher came to Eretz Yisrael to learn, which was very rare in those days. And he was learning in the yeshiva. And he started doing things that weren't so appropriate. His brother, who was living in Eretz Yisrael, went to the Chazon Ish and asked him, my brother's doing these things, should he stay here, should he go back to America? In America, he might do even worse things. The Chazon Ish told him, send him back to America. And he was worried, why? You know, my Eretz Yisrael. He said, yeah, but here he's with a certain chevra. When he's with this chevra, he's going to feel that he's looked down upon. He's going to not feel good about himself. If he doesn't feel good about himself, then he won't reach his potential. Whereas in America, which is a little broader, he won't necessarily feel like that. And Be'ez Hashem, even if in the beginning he does things that are not as appropriate, even more than he would do here, but he'll still hold of himself. He could still reach his potential. And that's what you have to worry about. Unbelievable story. However, I want to take it another step. We're going to see in next week's Parsha, when Moshe Rabbeinu is called to the snare, Hashem talks to him, Hashem gives him a whole list of what's going to happen. He tells Moshe to tell them, the sign of Kaisos was waiting for you should tell them. And Hashem tells Moshe, tell him, I'm going to take you up to Eretz Yisrael. And Hashem tells Moshe, they're going to listen to your voice. And Hashem tells Moshe, you go to Paron and tell him to go for 3 days. And then I'm going to tell you now, Paron's going to tell you no. And then you're going to end up bringing Esther Makas on Mitzrayim. And then you're going to finally take you out of Mitzrayim. And not only that, before you go, you're going to find Chaim. In the eyes of the Mitzvah, you're going to go out with all their gold and silver. At the Sneh, Hashem spells it all out for him. Tells him everything that's going to happen. And what's Moshe Rabbeinu's response to this? You think, Hashkoyach Gevaldik? Moshe Rabbeinu's response is, but they're not going to believe in me. They're not going to believe me. That I can't take them out of Mitzvah. They're not going to believe me. So Hashem says, okay, don't worry. He gives him not one, not two, but 3 signs to show Klal Yisrael. 3 signs to show Klal Yisrael to believe that he's going to send from Hashem to take them out of Mitzrayim. Now, if you think about this, it's a little strange. Hashem just told Moshe Rabbeinu everything that's going to happen. You know, why does Hashem tell Moshe Rabbeinu? It says, Moshe Rabbeinu, I just told you, you know, listen up. I told you they're going to believe you. Why did he just tell Moshe Rabbeinu that? It says, don't worry about it. Instead, it gives him signs to tell Klal Yisrael. So I heard a tremendous pshat from Rav Zev Lefschlita. Rav Lef explained that if a parent, a teacher, somebody doesn't believe in a student, in a child, then that student or child can't reach their potential. If a leader doesn't believe in who he's leading, then the people will not be able to reach their potential. It's mind-boggling. That if you don't believe in the potential of the children, they won't reach it. And what's a tremendous responsibility. If we don't believe in our potential, it affects ourselves. But if we don't believe in the potential of our children and our Talmidim and our students, we are selling them short. And the Maisis idea from the left is Das Torah, we believe it, but there's been even psychology has researched it. It's called the Pygmalion effect, also known as the Rosenthal effect. And I'm going to go into the study because if we have Das Torah, we don't have to discuss the psychological things. But there's even been study about the effect of believing in children and not believing them where they won't reach their potential. So I want to discuss some different tools that can help us believe in ourselves, so we can bring out our potential, and also believe in our children, in our students, to help them reach their potential. I want to touch, there's several things, I'm going to touch a few. Actually, Shabbos afternoon, we might discuss other points. But for now, I'd like to discuss, first of all, in this week's parsha, when Yaakov Avinu is giving Techocha to Shimon Velevi, he tells them, Ora apom ki oz evrosam ki koshosa. Yaakov Avinu is telling Shimon and Levi, Ora apom, your anger is cursed, says Rashi. Ora apom, afilu bishas techocha, loikidel el es apom. Rashi's telling us that Yaakov Avinu is telling us a lesson in Chinuch, that even if you have to give techocha to your children, he didn't tell them that you're angry people. He didn't label them, like his brother Esav used to do. He didn't give them labels. He blamed the anger. There was an anger there, right? This is before modern psychology. Maskezah tells you, don't label, don't call your child a liar. He said a lie. Don't call your child, he's a bad boy. He did something bad. We see this in Yaakov Avinu already, where he talked to Shimon and Levi. Rashi's telling us that Imashas Techocha, he didn't, it was only Mekalo, their anger, but not they themselves per se. A tremendous lesson that to make sure that children don't feel bad about themselves is that we don't label them. That's what we learned from Esav, who labeled himself and therefore wasn't able to reach his potential. Another point is that many times people get discouraged about reaching their potential because they look at other people. Wow, look at that guy. He's steiging away. He's doing great. This guy, he's such an askin. He knows how to handle people. And they get discouraged. But people think they see other things. People think, but they don't realize that they're not necessarily seeing the right thing. Rashi tells us a tremendous limud. The pasuk in Shmos we'll see many times, sometimes it's Moshe v'Aaron, and sometimes it says Aaron v'Moshe. And Rashi teaches us that the reason is to tell us that Moshe and Aaron were at the same Madrega. They reached the same level. And that's why the pasuk to teach sometimes switches Moshe and Aaron around. This is amazing. I mean, Aaron HaKohen was Gavala, big tzaddik, 100%. You know, how if I be a little teeny, teeny fraction of an Aaron HaKohen. But to say the same levels of Moshe Rabbeinu, that said, the Torah tells us there's never anybody like Moshe. Moshe Rabbeinu, where Hashem spoke to him, Nevuah, directly, unlike any other Nevi'im, and he came to him at any time. Moshe Rabbeinu that was in Shemayim twice for 40 days to bring down the Torah, he took Klal Yisrael and Mitzrayim, led them through the Midbar. You're going to say they were at the same Darga? How can that be? So Moshe Feinstein explains, according to a Gemara that says one time Rabbi Yosef was sick. He was sick. He was a comatose. And one time he came back, they realized that Rabbi Yosef was in a different world. So they asked him when he got better, what did you see up there? And Rabbi Yosef explained, he said, Oylam hofuch re'isi, elyoinim lamata v'tachtoinim lamala. I saw an upside down world. I saw elyoinim, people that we thought here were gedolim and tzaddikim, they're always sitting on the mizrach front, there they were tachtoinim. But people that we thought were simple people here, there they're the elyoinim. So what's pshat in this Gemara? So, and not only that, why did he call it an upside down world? He said he should have seen a Ayom HaEmes. Down here, I guess we're all shaky. We don't know what's going on. Why upside down? So the answer is, we have to understand, how do we measure someone's tzaddik? What's the parameters to measure someone's tzaddik? Calling for a shidduch, is he a tzaddik? He's tzaddik. What parameters are used to define if someone is a tzaddik or he's not a tzaddik? Where do we set? Is he like the Vilna Gaon, the Chofetz Chaim? How do we define, how do we measure tzaddik? So the answer is that everyone is born with a mission in life, as we spoke about. And everyone has the potential to fulfill that mission. And according to how he fulfills that mission, that defines, is he a tzaddik? You can have a person who gives $1 million to Tzedakah And everybody goes, wow, gewaldig. You got with someone else gives $1,000 to stuff. I'm saying, oh, very nice, nice. But when you come to Shemayim, the person that gave $1,000,000, he's going to get an einish for giving $1,000,000. And the person that gave $1,000, he'll get a mizachrat, he'll get mamish, unbelievable, in Shemayim for giving $1,000. Why? Because the person that gave $1,000,000, his potential is to give $5,000,000. And the person that gave $1,000, his potential is $1,000. So the one who gave $1,000,000 fell short of his potential. The one who gave $1,000 reached his potential. So Moshe and Aaron, if you look at them as a group, Vadai, for sure Moshe Rabbeinu looked better, he was bigger. But what Rashi's telling us is that when it came to reaching their potential, they were equal. They reached their potential. For sure they did different things. For sure they were not the same. Hashem didn't talk to Aaron HaKohen, punim upon him at any time like Moshe Rabbeinu. But that wasn't his tafkid. That wasn't his potential. He reached what his potential was. So that's the lesson for Rashi. We can't look at people and compare ourselves to other people. Per se, oh, I'm doing great. Now look at this guy. Or a person might get down. Oh, look at that guy. I can't reach him. You don't know what your potential is. You don't know what his potential is. We have this terrible thing that I left off from the Yevonim called the Olympics, where the whole lifestyle is about competing against each other. We can't compete against each other. This is not a race. That's not how Hashem created us. Hashem created each person with his own journey. Every person has his own journey, has to fill his own potential. And that's what he has to do. Not so long ago, I was learning my Chavrusa's Gemara in Sanhedrin, and something unbelievable hit me. So I'm learning the sugya, was learning the sugya then, of Yarvi al Yavor, and the Gemara says that if somebody comes to you and says, kill Pliny, he's also going to kill you, so you have to kill Pliny. You have to let yourself be killed. Yarvi al Yavor, you're not allowed to kill Pliny. Why? The Gemara says, Mi yeme de doma di doch somuk tvei, dilma doma da hu gavra somuk tvei. Who says that your blood is redder than his? So what does that mean? Talking about red? What does that mean? Says Rashi, isn't this Rashi? Mi yodea she doma chavi v'nol yoytzucho yoyse midam chavircha. Who knows if your dam is more chaviv, is more precious and more enjoyed to Ribbono Shel more than the dam of your chaver? You don't know who Hashem is getting more nachas from. You have no idea. So therefore, it's also for you to kill somebody else. You have to let yourself be killed. This is amazing. The halacha doesn't differentiate between people. Imagine this. Somebody comes to the Chafetz Chaim and tells the Chafetz Chaim, now listen, Chafetz Chaim, kill Beryl or we're going to kill you. Now, let me tell you about this Beryl. This Beryl, sometimes he comes to davening, sometimes he doesn't. Sometimes he speaks Lashon Hara, sometimes he speaks Lashon Hara. Okay, he's definitely not like the Chafetz Chaim. So the Chafetz Chaim could think, one second, okay, look at me. You know, for sure Hashem is more nachas for me than from him. It's also for the Chafetz Chaim to kill him. Why? Because who says that Hashem gets more nachas from him than somebody else? We don't know what Beryl's potential is. We don't know what Beryl's nisyonis are. We don't know what they are. Maybe what he's doing is more chaviv to Hashem. It's more. This is Beryl's journey. This is your journey. So this is what we have to do. The Chafetz Chaim is usher to kill him because we don't know the potential. So we can't compare ourselves to other people. We have to make our own cheshbon ha-nefesh. What is my potential? On one hand, we can't sell ourselves short. On the other, we can't, you know, we have to make an emes cheshbon. What is our potential? What can we do? And this is a lesson. It's an amazing Rashi. But the problem is, we mentioned that we live in a society where everything is to compete against each other. And it's a problem in our school system. You know, we have to deal with this with our children sometimes. our school system a lot of times matches up kids against each other, which is not a very healthy thing. It's not the Hashkafa HaTorah. Our story from Moshe Tovyalif, I'll end with this. Moshe Tovyalif said a story, I think he said he heard directly from the person, from a fifth grade Rebbe in I think he said Bnei Brak, that one time someone came over to him, an Avreich came over to him and says, Rebbe, you saved my life. Because of you, I did Shemay Tu Simam Shas with Rishayim and Achrayim, and Mamish, because of you. He barely remembered it. What do you mean because of me? He says, you remember I was in your class. And in your class, there was once a meeting, and Hanhola decided that they had to up the ante in the school, they had to raise the level, and they said, whoever gets under a 65, you have to mark on the test in big letters, 65, Nichshal, fail. And therefore, the students will be embarrassed, they won't get in, they're going to shape up. And this Rebbe didn't want to do it, but he had no choice. So he already had one boy, he wrote 65 like he was told to write. And then he wrote a note. Aval ani v'hayeled, I and the boy, and Hashem knows how much he really effort he put into this. And when he came home, his parents saw that note and realized that his son was trying. So the parents encouraged him, and he was encouraged. They didn't put him down. And because they praised his effort, they praised his effort, and they didn't praise his score. He said that's what kept him in learning, to keep trying, till he was finally able to steig away and finish Shas. So Be'ez Hashem, we should be zoiche to understand what our own potential is, and the potential of our children and talmidim, and have much nachas from all of them.